Commentator Andre Kordrescu has a residence in New Orleans. He's been slinking around like a cat to see what's happening there.
In the early morning, I walked to the top of the stairs of what used to be Virgin Records to look at the river and read the paper. The river looked like it didn't give a damn, which was a good thing. A couple of tender-aged lovebirds with bright all-night eyes came skipping up. The girl was mostly unwrapped in a sari-type thing, and her boyfriend had bird bones in his ear holes. She was carrying a handful of flowers that looked freshly picked from the cemetery. I smiled, and she stopped and rewarded me with a carnation and a kiss. "I'm a wildflower," she explained, just in case I didn't get it. I took my Dianthus caryophyllus down to Decatur. Out in the great outdoors of the French Quarter, garbage piled up high on the sidewalk, uncollected for at least 4 days, judging by the bouquet. I noticed a meter maid happily writing a ticket, so things were back in some respects. Things were also functioning at the croissant door, where despite shorter hours, the croissants were fresh and the café au lait spumous. I slinked on to La Vie en Rose to use internet and admired the punks draped over the two outside chairs feeding their dogs tuna from cans. Different kind of wildflowers. Inside the café, I saw my friend, the poet and police detective Liz G., doing her paperwork and maybe sneaking in a poem on her laptop. "Welcome to my office," she said. Liz is a marvelous poet, but also a tough cop, so I can always ask for the real scoop on anything going down in the city. This time, I didn't ask. I just sat down and hooked up to America. After a few hours in cyberspace, it was cocktail time at Molly's. My pal Peggy was at the bar, sparkling under a huge flower-festooned hat. From under the hat came the grumbled assertion that, "I'm not leaving, I don't care," which I took to be the answer to the unasked question on everybody's mind about what to do when they announce the next storm. The bartender brought me a cocktail and said, "It's free. Some guy came in a couple of weeks ago and bought you a drink." She leafed through the bar's thick and damp journal. "Here," she said. "He said to give you whatever." I was dying to see what else was in that journal. Molly's is open at all hours, and I'm extremely interested in the hour of 4 a.m. for some reason. I sipped my whatever. I was in New Orleans, all right, and the hours were starting to stretch.
Andre Kordrescu teaches at Louisiana State University.